Hello and welcome back to Leader Feeder, where we talk about all things leadership in manufacturing. We talk about practical tips and strategies for frontline leaders. And I get to sit down with Kirk Langford. Hi, Kirk.
Hi, Suze. How
are you doing? He's our general manager, for those who are wondering. So he has all the information that we get to.
I don't know about that, but we talk about some good tips and strategies.
Yeah, I feel like you have some great tips and strategies. Yes. To jump right into our first little bit of advice, because we are sharing tips that were going to hopefully help logistics supervisors improve their abilities,
for sure.
Sorry, I should specify on like what we're doing in this episode.
All right.
Our first part of advice is to ask for their team's input. Do you want to elaborate on that a bit for us, Kirk?
Yeah. Well, I think when we think about a logistics supervisor, you're often overseeing a pretty complex process, right? So it's like it's managing the materials coming into the facility, how those materials are getting used within the facility, and then how they're being sent back out as a finished product. So there's warehousing, there's, you know, the actual manufacturing component, there's the distribution component, there's the procurement component, and logistics supervisors are kind of overseeing a good chunk of that. So it's a pretty complex, a lot of moving parts type of process. So the reason we suggested, you know, ask your team for their input as the very first thing is that you are overseeing a complex procedure. And so with a lot of moving parts, and so it's maybe unrealistic to expect that you're going to know and be really dialed in on every single sort of step of that procedure, of that process. So instead, don't try to be like a subject matter expert on every little piece. Instead, go to your subject matter expert. So go to each of your team members or each person in your department and get their advice or get their guidance or assistance when there's a problem.
Right.
And so,
makes sense.
You know, here's the other thing I was thinking of. Like, when you think of any alien invasion movie, almost any alien invasion movie that you've ever
seen. I love where this is going. Yes.
Well, think about it. It comes down to the time when the president of the USA is at some board table in like a shelter of some sort, right? In like the danger room or whatever, the panic room. And they're deciding what to do. They're at the table. They're never alone. They're never in the room by themselves just giving an order. They're surrounded by other people, people that they trust, people who are experts that can provide expertise on the subject that's helping the president make a more informed decision. The same thing applies here. As a logistics supervisor, you're not necessarily deciding on the fate of the world and whether we'll survive this alien invasion.
but maybe,
who knows? But you are needing to come up with, you're needing to think about a lot of different moving parts and components. And I don't mean moving parts specifically like a specific machine, but a lot of moving parts in terms of a lot of pieces of a process that are all working together. Go to each of those different experts, those SMEs, and ask for their input, ask for their advice. Hey, what would you recommend we do given your knowledge of the process or your kind of piece of the process? Ask for input, ask them for what they would do rather than expecting yourself as the leader to have all of the answers. Other cool thing about this, kind of a added bonus, is that your team starts to see that you're not sort of the all-wise guru leader that is always going to know how to solve the problem, and that it really is a team effort to not only make the team run day to day, but to figure out problems and figure out situations that might be a little bit complex. You're empowering them by saying, hey, I trust your opinion, I trust your advice, so help me out here, rather than, well, we're just going to go to the leader and get them to solve every problem that we have. So
it's really empowering. Awesome. That's awesome. To keep on with the alien invasion, because I really liked that.
Excellent.
So everybody's in this room, right? And like you said, there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
Everyone is maybe shouting what they think is going to be best, right?
Do this.
So, I mean, in that room, of course, it's going to be very insane. But maybe in your plant or in your facility, maybe it's not quite like the screaming. But like in that room, everyone's going to have different opinions on things. And everyone's going to want to say what they want to say.
Yeah.
So our next kind of thing to focus on to improve your ability is communication, right? Because now you're getting all these ideas. You're getting all this information. It's all coming from different areas. So we need to work on communication.
Yeah. So I guess I could comment a little bit more on that. Yeah. It's not only like active listening. I think active listening is a big part, because you've got all of these people talking to you. So a big part of communication is not just your ability to talk to other people. It's not your ability to just share information. A big part of communication is your ability to listen, to receive information, to process it, and acknowledge it, right? So I think there's kind of a two-part thing here, which is everyone's going to have opinions and ideas, like you said, but how is that president of the U.S. like sitting there listening to all of this and going, okay, that's good advice. Oh, that I'm not so sure about. You know, that takes priority over that. You know, how are you listening? First of all, are you showing up and listening? But then also, how are you communicating it back to the team so that all of the stakeholders, all of the people involved, right, they all know what's going on. So once you do come up, for example, if there's a problem, the line is down, and you need to figure out and give some direction on what we should do. First step, you've asked for input. Hey, what do you all think we should do? You know, what happened last time this happened? You know, how do we get back up and running? How long do we think the machine's going to be down? Whatever it might be. Then the communication is sharing the plan. Okay, everyone, here's what we're going to try. Here's, you know, plan A, here's plan B. Mm-hmm. You know, this person's going to take care of this. This person suggested this, so they're going to run with that. In the meantime, here's what we're going to do. So making sure there's a clear communication plan, not just in times of trouble when there's issues, but really all the time. So, you know, asking for input and then listening effectively, but then also having a strong and clear communication plan. And if I could add one thing, I would say it's like good communication, I would say in a manufacturing setting for a frontline leader, is communicating the right amount of information, right, to the right people at the right time. And what that means is it's not overburdening them with way more than they need to know at that time and more than they can kind of process right. and deal with. It's what's the right amount of information given the current state of affairs, mm-hmm. who are the people that need to know it, and when is the right time to share that with them? So just kind of keep that in mind as you're thinking about what does improving communication actually look like.
Right, absolutely. Oh, no. Good tip. Our third tip is managing conflict. Yeah. So, of course, because like, every facility we've been in and everywhere that we go to teach our programs and stuff like that, one of our bigger modules is managing conflict. So now you're a logistics supervisor and you've asked for input and you have all the your communication skill has improved because you're using our tips here on Leader Feeder. And now say, well, Johnny didn't like that, what Barbara suggested, and now there's conflict. How do we manage the conflict in our moving teams?
Yeah, so that is a good question. And I think what you want to think about with conflict is how do you get to a win-win-win? And yes, I purposely put a third one in there.
Okay.
Because when you're in a conflict, mm-hmm. you want to think there's usually two people in the conflict. And I say when you're in the conflict, but with a leader, it could be that you are kind of at odds with somebody else. But as a leader, it could also be that two people on your team are at odds with each other.
Right.
And you're becoming a bit of a mediator. Mm-hmm. But the win-win-win is basically, we want to get to a point, if we can, where the two people in the conflict both feel like they're winning. But the real the third piece and the real thing that has to win is the company, the team, right? Mm-hmm. If these two people kind of get their way, but it's to the detriment of the company, it's to the detriment of what we actually need to get done in terms of our work, then mm-hmm. that's not a good solution. We want a solution where the people feel like they haven't had to give up too much in order to feel like, yep, this made sense for me, this was fair, but also the company is getting a win. So if the line is down and lots of people have different suggestions, it's, for example, asking yourself, well, what can I take? What are the best parts that I can take from the different suggestions I'm getting mm-hmm. to make sure that the solution I'm putting together actually helps us get the line back up as fast as possible rather than the solution that allows Jamie not to be mad because we didn't take his idea. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Sometimes you end up having to pick what's going to help get the line back up fastest over mm-hmm. someone's personal feelings of, well, you know, no one ever listens to me or, I want it to go my way. Mm-hmm. But when you can, it's like, how can I make Jamie happy? How can I make Barbara happy? And how can I make the company happy?
Mm-hmm.
So, and maybe saying making them happy isn't really what I mean. I mean more, how can we all win? By having that sense of, advice was listened to, it was heard, mm-hmm. And it was used. So managing conflict is that really important piece. And I honestly think that like your ability to manage conflict constructively as a leader and as they arrive, and especially when we're thinking about, again, logistics supervisors, lots of moving parts, so there could be lots of times where we have people kind of at odds with each other because right. I'm in this part of the process and this is what makes sense for me, and I'm at this part of the process and this is what makes sense for me, and those two things are at odds.
Exactly.
Right? So we are using a cheaper part because it saved purchasing a lot of money and we are celebrating it, and now I'm here on maintenance and it's costing us tons of money because the part keeps breaking.
Right.
We're now at odds because we thought we saved the day mm-hmm. because we saved the company a whole bunch of money, only to find out we're actually costing the company a lot of money further on down the line because mm-hmm. the part keeps breaking. Well, how do we remedy that conflict?
Yep.
Do we go to purchasing and say, well, you guys are idiots. Look what you've done. You've cost us all this mm-hmm. money. And then do we praise maintenance as the heroes? Or can we find a way where we go, hey, we appreciate that you were trying to do some cost-saving measures. That was mm-hmm. obviously appreciated. But at the end of the day, what we found is that it's now costing us money on the maintenance side of things. So what can we find? What's a better product that we can find the next round when we need to purchase more that isn't going to create such a hassle for maintenance so that we're not bleeding money out that side? Right. And that would be an example of like a win for purchasing, a win for maintenance, and a win for the company. Not always easy, certainly managing of conflict. Course. I mean, it's easy for me to say this and it's a lot harder to do, but that's what you want to hope for. That's what we want to aspire to. Like, where's the win-win-win? And ultimately managing conflict, whether it's a small little thing or something bigger, is really a key skill for any team, any leader on any team.
That's okay, right. Neat. Well, great. Those are our
three tips.
Yeah, I like three that. Tips, yeah, yeah. To help improve logistics supervisors in their abilities. Mm-hmm. So if you are listening to the podcast and you think that we could be of service to you, we have many programs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we have our frontline leadership program. Mm-hmm. We have management effectiveness program. We've actually just recently launched our site leader development or plant manager development program that focuses at that plant manager or site leader level, which is really cool. We got to pilot it with a client and now we've run it once or twice
and it's
been really well received. Yeah, we got really good feedback.
Yeah.
We also have our on-demand program. So if you're looking at some of this thinking like, oh, that would be helpful for leaders in my organization, but I mean, we know productions get, we talk about logistics supervisors having a complex kind of workload. We also know that scheduling can be a nightmare for some organizations we work with. So we have an on-demand program that you might want to be, that you might be interested in. And maybe just having a chat, asking some questions and getting some answers into the current struggles you're facing in terms of your leadership development. We would love to hear from you. Our email address is hello@uniquedevelopment.com, or you can find us at uniquedevelopment.com and we can start a conversation. We'd love to hear.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And that's the end of Leader Feeder. So until next time.